Brought to you by Wisconsin Eye, WIS Politics, and our sponsor, Transportation Development Association. Rewind Milwaukee.
I'm Steve Walders.
And I'm J.R. Ross.
This is Rewind Milwaukee. We want to take a look this week at one high-flying individual in Milwaukee, Sheriff David Clark, who the Journal Sentinel reports has a salary of $132,990, but got $220,172 worth of honorariums, gifts, lodging, and travel last year. Why is this a problem, JR? That's a pretty good gig.
There are a couple numbers that are a problem for Sheriff Clark this week. Go back a little earlier, we got a poll from the Democratic Firm Public Policy Polling that showed his job approval rating at 31% and disapproval at 62%. I don't know many politicians who are at 2-1 upside down who are successful. So that's the first
thing. And by the way, the next election for Milwaukee County Sheriff is April of 18.
Nope, fall of 18.
August of 18. Thanks for the correction.
So now the numbers show that they're an illustration of what happens with a politician when he or she leaves the state, leaves their day job, and is focused elsewhere. Ask Governor Walker what happens to your poll numbers when you're seen as being somebody who's distracted by an outside force. All right? So now Sheriff Clark's upside down. Now, one caveat to all this, I think the Democratic primary voter numbers are even worse, like 19-20% or something less than that. Mm-hmm. We're happy with him. Clark has won with a coalition of African-American voters, moderate Dems, and Republicans in Milwaukee County who cross over because there's nothing to vote for in their primary. He's also had help from talk radio. Charlie Sykes and he don't get along anymore. Charlie's also no longer behind the mic. Clark's seen as being somebody who's viewed looking at somewhere else. I don't think he's in great position right now to run in 2018 for election. And these numbers that we saw this week from his ethics statement reinforce the perception of this guy who's been, you know, AWOL mm-hmm. on his day job, right? Because you look, $220,000, some speeches, $15,000 a pop. The gifts include like a couple of firearms, you know, scopes. I mean, this is a guy who is talking to a national audience, not focused on Milwaukee County. Now, Sheriff Clark, I'm sure, will push back. He doesn't care much for us in the media, saying that I'm taking care of business. But when you add up those poll numbers, this kind of reinforcement of these guys making money elsewhere, and oh, by the way, the problems at the jail, it reinforces the notion of he's lost touch with the day job. Now, for Sheriff Clark, maybe it's not such a bad thing because we believe he's in line for a job in the Trump administration. The questions about these three things are, at some point, it become too radioactive
right.
to get a job in the Trump administration, especially in Senate confirmation. And oh, by the way, this week, he also got hit with a federal lawsuit
yes.
from a guy who says he walked on the plane, said, "Are you Sheriff Clark?" He said, "Yes," and shook his head and walked away. Clark said, "According to the complaint, do you have a problem?" "No." That's all they says happened. He was
detained,
met by deputies,
yes, when he
questioned,
landed.
And escorted out of the airport. So there are all these things going on that Sheriff Clark is not a very popular person back home right now.
And meanwhile, County Executive Chris Abley, who is no friend
no.
of the sheriff, says that maybe spending 60 days a year somewhere else means you maybe shouldn't seek re-election and no longer be sheriff. And let's do a quick P.S. We're now up to how many Milwaukee Democrats that have asked that Clark? David Crowley was mm-hmm. the last one, freshman David Crowley. But earlier, Senator Chris Larson, Representative Jonathan Brostoff, and Representative Christine Sinicki have asked that he be removed of his job, which ain't going to happen.
Governor Walker is not going to remove Sheriff Clark. The more likely avenue for him out of this job is going to be going to the Trump administration. I know there is an effort to draft Sheriff Clark to run for Senate next year. When I've asked people about that, they don't see him as a man of debate, which is what the Senate is.
Yep.
But they see him as a man of action, a law enforcement figure. They don't know that's a good fit for him. And oh, by the way, you add all these things up, it's been going on, they don't know if he can win a statewide election.
Yeah, good point. I'm Steve Walders.
And I'm J.R. Ross.
That's Rewind Milwaukee.
Brought to you by Wisconsin Eye, WIS Politics, and our sponsor, Transportation Development Association. Rewind Milwaukee.